2. Globalization. Offshoring has brought huge economic benefits, but at a heavy political price. Once upon a time, the rich world's manufacturing firms largely produced in the rich world for the rich world, and most services were produced close to where they were consumed. Then Western firms started sending manufacturing work abroad on a large scale. By the 1980s, this was well established. The movement was overwhelmingly in one direction, away from rich countries to places where workers with adequate skills were much cheaper. Whether openly stated or not, lower labor costs were almost always the main reason. For many firms, their very survival was at stake, since new competitors were undercutting them on price. This often involved shutting capacity in America and Europe, as new factories were opened in China, Mexico, Taiwan, Thailand, Eastern Europe, or wherever offered the lowest costs. The opportunistic philosophy of the time was best expressed by Jack Welch, then chief executive of General Electric, an American conglomerate. He said the ideal strategy for a global company would be to put every factory it owned on a boat and float it around the world, taking advantage of short-term changes in economies and exchange rates. The economic benefits of offshoring have been immense. For workers in low-cost countries, it has meant jobs and rapidly rising standards of living. Rich world workers have been able to leave the dull and unpleasant work to someone else. For companies, lower labor costs have brought higher profits. Western consumers have enjoyed access to more goods at far lower prices than if production stayed at home. But offshoring from west to east has also contributed to job losses in rich countries, especially for the less skilled, yet increasingly for the middle classes too. It has become the aspect of globalization that workers in the developed world dislike and fear the most. Around a decade ago, firms realized they could use the internet to offshore information technology and back office work to places such as India and the Philippines. India's outsourcing industry took wing and is still growing.